SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is forced back into court today as jury selection resumes in his New York criminal trial.
The process of picking a jury is a critical phase of any criminal trial, but especially so when the defendant is a former president and the presumptive Republican nominee. In court, prospective jurors who remain anonymous to the public and press have been grilled on their social media posts, personal lives, and political views as the lawyers and the judge search for biases that would prevent them from being impartial.
Correspondent Julie Walker says 7 jurors have been seated so far, 11 more to go. Opening arguments could come early next week in a trial that Mr. Trump dismisses as a politically motivated witch hunt and a sham. The Democrat-controlled Senate dismissing all impeachment charges against President Biden's Homeland Security Secretary.
The Republican-led House impeached Alejandro Mayorkas, charging him with refusing to comply with immigration law and for breach of trust for saying the border was secure. But Democrats who controlled the Senate argue that the articles were unconstitutional and ended the impeachment process without a trial. The top GOP senator said history will not judge this moment well, while the White House said the Senate rightly voted down what it called this baseless impeachment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is standing strong, continuing to insist that Israel will decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier this week. New York's Columbia University has witnessed massive anti-Israel protests this week, and now hundreds of the protesters are camping out on the campus. The school's president insisting administration is working to combat anti-Semitism at Columbia. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 73 points. This is SRN News. A battle over a cross in California.
An atheist group has succeeded in getting the city of Albany to remove a 20-foot-tall cross set up by the Lions Club more than 50 years ago. But the Lions aren't giving up, filing a First Amendment lawsuit with the help of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad Dacus, who heads PJI, says, quote, "The Constitution protects private entities from such blatant state hostility to those wishing to express symbols of faith and hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill adjusting a measure that allows parents to challenge inappropriate books in public school libraries. Atheist activists had been using the law to challenge the Bible as well as the dictionary. The amendment DeSantis signed limits challenges to parents with kids in school who can demonstrate that the book in question harms their children. A growing number of states are passing laws that allow book challenges as moms and dads demand more control over what's in the library. SRN News. European leaders are pressing their Chinese counterparts for 2 concessions.
First, a shift in its relatively pro-Russian position on the war in Ukraine. Second, a reduction in the trade imbalance. It's not clear if it will get very far on either front. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz this week became the latest European leader to leave China with promises to talk, but little more. There is some reason for hope on the European side. China badly wants foreign investment to boost its sluggish economy, but that may not outweigh the larger strategic reasons China has for promoting its green energy exports and aligning itself with Russia. Jeremy House reporting.
A southern Arizona jury is preparing for closing arguments in the case of a rancher accused of fatally shooting a Mexican man on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border. The victim was among a group of men, the others not hurt, fled back across the border into Mexico. More details at SRNNews.com.